And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and for our next segment, we're going to be joined by the Riley County Health Department, but not to talk about COVID. We're going to actually talk about some other things that the health department is doing here in our community, and they do a lot. We have a couple different guests joining us here via Zoom. We've got from the Maternal and Child Health Program Supervisor, Breva Spencer, joining us. Good morning, Breva.
Good morning.
And I've also got Heather Ritchie. She's the Child Care Licensing Supervisor for Riley County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Such a pleasure to have you both on. It's nice to talk to the health department and not have to talk about the pandemic, because we know there's so many services that the health department offers. And I think largely has gone overlooked a little bit here the last few months because of COVID. But I guess we can start with Breva first here, kind of talking a little bit about all the things offered with the maternal and child health program.
Great. Well, thank you for having us on. Our maternal and child health program offers services that are free of charge for expecting mothers, fathers, and families with young children 0 to 5. We have a variety of services that we provide. Our most popular is probably our Becoming a Mom classes. Those are 6 easy to follow prenatal classes, and they learn about different things throughout pregnancy, healthy eating, stress management, how to care for baby, safety, as well as your normal prenatal classes. We also provide maternal and infant services, which we have 2 nurses on staff, and they check for fetal heart tones. They talk about education, support. It's just a little extra benefit from seeing your OB provider. They can be more hands-on, do weight checks, things like that. So we do that prenatal and postpartum. We also have a newborn home visit, and that's for moms and newborns 0 to 2 months. That's also with one of our nurses and our home visitor, and they come to you at your home if you prefer, or during COVID, if you prefer to come into our office, that's an option too. And they do weight checks and do an infant check, talk to mom about how she's feeling. We do a postpartum depression scale, and really just try to provide supports and education on those visits. And then we also have our weekly home visiting program. And those are our 2 social workers that we have on staff. And they provide a higher level of support to families about education, services in the community. We have a curriculum that is for promoting maternal mental health, and also for promoting education and support for families after 0 to 5.
Okay. And how does one go about signing up for these services? Is there a lot of hard work or paperwork you got to fill out?
Oh, not at all. We actually, because of COVID, we've switched our paperwork to online fillable forms. So I think that's made it very easy to sign up for our services. You can call the Riley County Health Department and extension 7664 and talk to our awesome medical clerk, Leslie James, and she will connect you with how to enroll for our services and provide you the paperwork to complete.
Okay. And I think this is a great program, especially for maybe new mothers or new single fathers or anything like that. If you're new to having a child, there's no instruction manual that comes with them.
Exactly. And so that's why we really, we feel like we're the hidden gem in the community, because we offer these great, amazing services that are free of charge. And not a lot of people know about them in the community. So that's why we try to get our word out there and make sure that people know about our services. Because yeah, if you have questions after baby comes home and you're not quite sure what to do, you can always call our office, and one of our nurses or social workers would be there to assist you with any of your questions. We provide breastfeeding support. So 4 of our staff are certified lactation counselors, and they can come to your home and help you with those breastfeeding issues that you're having when you get home with baby. We also have safe sleep and car seat safety. We have car seat installations that we can provide, or at least during COVID, we can show you via Zoom how that car seat needs to go in there safely. Like I said, we do weight checks. We check for fetal heart tones during pregnancy. We can check mom's blood pressure. We just provide a lot of great services that we want those in the community to know about, that we offer support and education.
All right, very good. What about if... if English is not my first language, do you have someone on call who could interpret?
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. Yes, we do. We have a medical interpreter. Her name is Maria, and she is a amazing interpreter. And a lot of our Spanish-speaking clients, they really enjoy Maria, and she offers a lot of support and education too. And yes, so we also have the Riley County Perinatal Grant. So if you are unable to access insurance, we have a grant program that will help you to pay for your prenatal care. And Maria helps out with translation of that as that program as well.
Okay, very good. We'll bring on Heather Ritchie a little bit here as well. She's the child care licensing supervisor in Riley County. And what are some of the services you offer here to the community?
So child care licensing, we actually contract with KDHE, or they contract with us to provide inspection survey processes through, we actually have five counties. So we survey Geary, Riley, Clay, Dickinson, and Pottawatomie counties. So I have three other surveyors on my staff, and they're each assigned certain counties that they go into and work with the providers there. We do inspections for homes, for centers, school age programs, and school age drop-in programs. And the things that we survey for, we do initials, which would be when a provider or a center opens. So we provide that survey process, as well as annuals. We go out in every home and center, school age program, drop-in program once a year and do an inspection there. Those are they don't know when we're coming there. And then we also investigate complaints from anyone in the community that would call in a complaint that's regulatory. We do go out and check on those and see what's going on in those facilities. And we also look at illegal care. So if you're watching anyone, children over 20 hours a week, more than two kids at a time, then that is actually considered illegal care. And so on those, when we find out, when that's happening, we usually go out, it's more of an education piece. We go out to that home and, explain to them the processes and encourage them to sign up for orientation. And we do provide orientation as well. So, you do have to have orientation before you can apply for a license with, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. We do offer those twice a month by Zoom now. We offer the second Tuesday of the month from 1 to 3 p.m. and the fourth Tuesday of the month from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And they can call us to sign up at 776-4779. And our extension is 7663. And if they want to leave a message and let us know what county they're with, then we'll get them in touch with the surveyor for that county and get them signed up.
All right. And this is obviously very important. You want to make sure the kids have the safest environment possible. Has that been more of a challenge this year here with the pandemic?
Yes, it has. We've done a lot of work, with our providers. We're kind of that middleman piece between sometimes mostly with contact tracing and trying to make sure people are quarantining when they need to, the kids are quarantining when they need to. And so, yeah, it's been a little harder. KDHE's pulled us back from doing annuals at this time with COVID. We are getting ready to start those back up. But yeah, we've been still doing initials and complaints and compliance checks. But yeah, we haven't, and we've changed our processes of what it looks like when we do an inspection. We wear our N95 masks, and if a provider would like us to wear gloves or booties, we do that as well. Just asking them more of touching things in their home or the center instead of us doing that.
Okay, very good. I got to take a quick break, but I've got a few more questions here. So if you guys don't mind hanging through a break, we'll talk a little bit more with the Riley County Health Department, Breva Spencer, Heather Ritchie on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.